All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, we've had some time to digest the Cleveland Cavaliers being swept in this year's NBA Finals at the hands of the Golden State Warriors, and the sweep more than likely will be the final chapter in LeBron James's tenure with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, LeBron has really put this team and his franchise and the city on his back for quite some time. Of course, you know, the first stint in Cleveland, he was able to get to one finals appearance, went to Miami for 4 years and played with the Heat and won two titles, came back in 2014. And in the past 4 years, it's been typical LeBron James as he, you know, continues to go out there and put up tremendous efforts. And you look in the 11 years that LeBron has played with the Cavs, he's averaged more than 27 points per contest, more than 7 assists, and more than 7 boards. But for LeBron, he's going to be 34 this December, and he still has some good miles left on him. And I mean, LeBron wants another championship. Yeah, he's 3-6 in the NBA Finals. He's made the last 8 NBA Finals, and of course, you know, 3 out of the last 4 years, he simply just could not get it done versus the Golden State Warriors. So you look at the teams that make the most sense for LeBron to sign with this summer. I look at the Philadelphia 76ers, the Boston Celtics, the Los Angeles Clippers, Los Angeles Lakers, San Antonio Spurs, and Houston Rockets. Now, in the case of the Sixers, this is basically everybody's favorite team for LeBron to join due to the fact that they have Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. However, you look at the game of Simmons, and it is similar to that of James. Can they coexist? You also look at the fact that Ben Simmons is not a good perimeter shooter, and LeBron needs somebody to take that pressure off of him. Then, you know, would Joel Embiid be able to sacrifice his game to play alongside LeBron James? We saw it before with Chris Bosh with the Heat. He had to sacrifice his game to play alongside LeBron James. He wasn't playing in the post more. He basically became a 7-foot shooting guard. The same could be said about Kevin Love during his time with the Cavs playing alongside LeBron James. We'll have to wait and see if LeBron does decide to go there. You look at the Boston Celtics, this team was one game away from reaching the NBA Finals before they fell to LeBron and the Cavs. They have a lot of talent at the small forward and shooting guard positions. You look at Gordon Hayward, who after missing all of this season with a fractured ankle, will be back for the upcoming season. You also look at Jaylen Brown and you look at Jason Tatum. So I think that's a long shot, not to mention that Kyrie Irving is already on that team, and Kyrie wanted a trade last summer to get away from LeBron. Now, the Los Angeles Clippers are looking for stars. They have a ton of cap room, and they are hopeful that they can draft sign LeBron and then sign another big-time free agent. So that is a possibility as well. The Los Angeles Lakers also have some cap room. They have a young team, though. And does LeBron think that that Lakers team is going to be enough to help him get a championship? You look at the San Antonio Spurs, and the Spurs are one of the best-run organizations in professional sports. Now, San Antonio has had their issues with Kawhi Leonard this season. He only played in 9 games. But you look at LeBron playing under that Greg Popovich umbrella. And if he's all about getting a championship, you know what? San Antonio is a place to be. However, would LeBron check his ego and be able to take the criticism that Greg Popovich has been known to dole out over the years? I mean, let's not forget, you know, LeBron James has an ego and he can be a diva whenever he wants to. But Greg Popovich has an innate ability to bring people down to earth. And then you also look at the Houston Rockets, the possibility of LeBron teaming up with Chris Paul and James Harden. However, Chris Paul has already let it be known that as he enters free agency this summer, he wants a max deal. James Harden's already getting a ton of money, and it would be tough for me to see LeBron take less money again to go play alongside James Harden and Chris Paul, especially when LeBron is already a three-time NBA champion. Which team gives LeBron the best chance to win? I think it's the San Antonio Spurs, just due to their organizational structure. However, I think when it's all said and done, I think LeBron ends up in Philadelphia. I don't see LeBron going to the Western Conference, because you look at the teams that he'll have to go through. You look at the likes of Golden State. You know, if he doesn't sign with Houston, he'll still have to go through the Rockets. If he doesn't sign with the Spurs, he'll still have to go through them. So that's a lot. And I just don't see LeBron, you know, at this point in his career, wanting to run the gauntlet like that. Let those teams in the West beat up on each other. And then, you know, if you're in the East, then you can kind of, you know, coast into the NBA Finals again. But I simply don't see him going West. I think it comes down to Philly. Right now, I think Philly's in the driver's seat, and this is their sweepstakes to lose. But I think when it's all said and done, LeBron James will be in the city of brotherly love come this fall. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.